This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kurt Wilson's with us, CEO of Survival Enterprises. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's S-E, as in Survival Enterprises, the number one, S-E, the number one, dot U.S. S-E, the number one, dot U.S. And if you'd like to listen to Kurt, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours, Sundays, armchairsurvivalist.com, armchairsurvivalist.com. So, Kurt, I had been consulting for a number of school districts for years, and back in the 90s, and I had absolutely had it with Microsoft. I had had it with them upgrading and coming out with new releases of Windows, and then Microsoft Office. So like every 18 months, the schools were buying new copies of software, new copies of Windows, the newest version, and the newest version of Microsoft Office. And I had absolutely had it. As a taxpayer, it bothered me. So let's talk about what we're talking about. So if Microsoft Windows cost $90 and Microsoft Office cost $90, that's $180 per computer every 18 months, times 800 computers that we built for the school system, it's $144,000 every 18 months. So I'd had it. So I called up Red Hat. Red Hat is a company that is a very large distributor of Linux. So I called him up and I asked to talk to the CEO. His name is Matthew Zulik. And he and I talked and I said, yeah, I'd like to come and meet you. And I've got a proposal for you. I'd like to drive down from Virginia and meet with you. Can we do it? And he said, sure. So I drove down in my truck and we met. And we were sitting that. He's the kind of guy that doesn't sit behind his big, tall desk and look down on, you know, those who he's meeting with. He sits in chairs, and you sit knee-to-knee with him, which is pretty nice. You know, equal footing with him. And so I explained to him what I really wanted to do is I wanted to be the first school district in the United States to throw overboard Microsoft. And I was willing to do it if he'd help me. And I said, what I need is I need a copy of all of your software for every one of our 800 computers. And that would be the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. And I need some consulting, training, and support. Someone on the end of the phone that we can call, who we can call to, you know, get us past some problems when we encounter them. And he said, done. We'll do that. I said, okay. Then I called other companies who had support products for Linux. And there's a product called Wine, W-I-N-E. It stands for Wine is not an emulator. But it is an emulator. It emulates Windows. And so what we did was we put together the first public school system that had a dual boot computer network, Windows and Linux. And you press one for Windows, press two for Linux, or vice versa. When you boot the computer, it gives you a choice. And we had a Linux operating environment that looked just like Windows. We had an Office suite that looked just like Microsoft Office. And it ran all the DOS programs and all the Windows programs that we wanted. Then we implemented at the same time something called RHCE, which is Red Hat certification. And this is a college-level class that we implemented at the high school level. It would be like being a Microsoft certified engineer, but it was Red Hat certified engineer. And we implemented that at the high school. Now, so we put all this together, and it worked. And we deployed it throughout the county's educational computers. Now, here's the whole point that I'm getting to. So this is pretty revolutionary stuff. No one had done this before. Nobody had kicked Microsoft to the curb in favor of Linux. So we saved a small fortune, and we didn't upgrade the computers to the latest version of Windows because we were going to Linux instead. Okay, parent-teacher day. So I was teaching this advanced computer class with another guy from the school district, and it was working really well, and we're teaching RHCE as well as, you know, Linux and hardware and software, and it was a really cool classroom. It was fun. State-of-the-art. And parent-teachers, well, as a matter of fact, they said, okay, Vincent, what kind of arrangement do you want? What kind of desks and chairs? And I said, well, I really don't want any desks. What I'd like to do is have some kitchen counter, and I'd like to go around the perimeter of the room. And we designed our own bracket system that would mount on the wall that would hold the kitchen countertop, just the same kind you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot, that kind of countertop, with a shelf above it, and we bolted it to the wall. This is what we did. We built our own classroom, and then we got just rolling chairs. So around the perimeter of the classroom was this countertop, and all the computers, I could see them when I taught class because I wasn't teaching from the center of the classroom, and the students were around the perimeter with their backs to me. I didn't need to see their faces. I need to see their computer screens, and I could literally put on their screens whatever I had on my computer. We would push the images to their computer screens. We could say, okay, do this, watch this, see how this works. And we would show them on their screens and all look at their own screens. This was revolutionary back then. So we did all this. And we taught the students how to build computers. So parent-teacher night comes up, and there's no classes that day. Students are off. Parent-teacher night and day. 7 in the morning to 7 at night. So I was there, dressed in my standard uniform khakis, solid color shirt, white shirt, tie, sports coat. Not one single parent came to meet me. Not one. Not one. Let me say it a different way. Not one.
Well, of course not. Computers don't matter to them. Football did.
Well, I mean,
that'd be different.
Yeah, and here's what I don't understand. So when the students went home that night, and mom and dad said, what'd you learn in school? Hey, we built a computer. We built a computer. We changed the clock on the computer. We made it run faster. We made it run slower. We installed software. We installed network cards. We built a network right in the classroom, right in the middle of the classroom. We took these 8 computers. We built a file server, and we networked it, and we printed with it, you know, from scratch. And, you know, I would teach them all these
Johnny,
really cool.
That's good. Did you learn anything this today in school, other than the playing around and computers? I know.
So what I'm saying is parents have ignored their children. They had to have. Because this is not something that the students weren't informed about. This is something where the parents knew, hey, Johnny's not going to be going to school today. Why is that? Oh, because it's the day the parents meet the teachers. But what I'm saying is, with all students that we've had, not one came in to say, hey, you know, I've heard some things that you're doing in school. I have no idea what my son's talking about or my daughter's talking about, but they're really interested. Thanks very much. Nothing like that. So when you look at why we're in the mess we're in with these millennials, that's just one little component of it. Parents not
caring. Here's the thing. Parents feel that it's not their job to raise their child, and the parents are taught that. It's not your –
A village?
Village to raise an idiot. It takes a village to raise a child. Yeah. Well, see, that's why the parents don't care. I've watched this. I've watched it. The parents just like, they drop, it's babysitting. They shoo the kid out of the front door at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. And then their day is free. They don't have to worry about babysitting because the kids at home, at school being taught how diversity is a thing that you have to achieve. Mm-hmm. The problem is that, yes, there's a lot of propaganda. In fact, that's all the public schools are, is propaganda. It's a social experiment. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. not all the kids going to school believe the crap. So what you have is you have fully programmed drones whose only goal in life is to work the drive-up window at McDonald's, or you have kids who have graduated not from their ability, but because the school district needs their seat. So they just graduate them. The kids can't even read, write, or add, or subtract. And these kids are angry at the world. They think the world owes them something. They don't. They're never going to achieve anything because the world is bad and sour, and all the old people are taking things from the young people. You know, the standard communist hogwash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have
propagandized,
and then you have the ones that have, they have no goal in life. They have nothing. They have nothing. They've been, all of their morals, ethics, integrity has been sucked out of their minds, and their parents said, well, I don't know where I went wrong.
You know, one of the highlights in my day when I would consult for this particular school district that I was talking about, one of the highlights was after the last bell rang and the children would get on the bus. And after the principal made all of his, end of the day announcements, those kinds of things, he would have a couple minutes of time to spend with me. And so I'd end up in his office every day that I was there. And he and I would chat. We'd chat about, not about things that didn't matter. Talk about what I had done that day, what my plans were for the technology, how it's working, who needs to be involved, those kinds of things. I'm talking about business discussions. And one day, he told me, I could see that he was frustrated. And I said, so what's up? And I, by the way, I've invited him to be on the broadcast, and he's declined so far because he'd probably get fired for saying anything about what really happened. But he said, you have no idea what this is like. And I said, well, tell me. He said, well, I've got this one student, and she would dress in this provocative attire, low cut, high cut, and he'd say, knock it off, knock it off. And no matter what he did, it didn't work. So he had a meeting with the parents. The father comes in and goes, Hey, it's not my problem. From 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock, it's your problem. You fix it.
Yeah.
That's what the father said to the principal.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I got an invitation to be a guest on a radio broadcast. And when is that broadcast? I'll be a guest on Dr. Bill Deagle's show today at 4 p.m. Central Time. So if you if you're a listener to Dr. Bill Deagle's broadcast, I'll be there. I'm his 4 o'clock guest. And I'll be talking about when the power goes out. I'll be helping you design an LED lighting system on the air. So that's 4 o'clock today right here on Genesis Communications Network. Kurt, I wanted to share with you something that, you know, we're putting some exclamation points on real stories. And so when I was teaching at one of these schools, I would work all weekend and I'd prepare what I thought was a great, great lesson, you know, for Monday morning. So I'd work all weekend and I'd prepare this in my mind, which is really, really fun, really nice lesson. And I would bring my class to the library on Mondays, which the library wasn't used first period for most of the students. So I would take over the library. And I would have my students sit around the round library tables. So we'd have all the students, you know, sitting in where we could all see each other around a round table. And we would discuss the material, and I would go from student to student to student in order, or, you know, around the table. First question to first student, second question to second student. And there was this one guy there, young man, and he wore one of those, sometimes they call them pulpwoods, That's what the Virginia term is for a jersey with a hood. They call them pulpwood, or a hooded jacket. Okay, and this young man would have his head down, and he would have his hood over his head, and he couldn't see much of his face at all, if any of his face. He would have his head down, and when I'd get to him, I'd call on him, and eventually he would pop up his head, and he'd go, "Mr. Fennell, you're picking on me because I'm black." And I said, "Well, no, that's really not true. I'm actually picking on you because it's your turn." And so, you know, after weeks of this, I decided I better get some professional advice on how to handle this. So I met with my principal friend at the high school, the same guy I was talking about before, and I said, "What would you like me to do? Because I can see this going two ways. One, I can give him the grade he deserves, and he's going to fail. Or I can pass him, which is not right, because that's not going to help him in life." And the advice I got from the principal was, "Hey, Vinny, don't make the front page of the newspaper. Whatever you do, don't make the front page of the newspaper. And don't make the NAACP show up." That was the advice I got. Now, you know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. That means look the other way. It means, you know, try your best. Don't call on him if he doesn't feel like being called on. If he doesn't feel like it's his turn, whether it is or isn't, don't cause any problems for him, because he'll call his friends. The NAACP will show up, will be on the front page of the newspaper, and it'll take weeks to resolve this. It might even cost us money.
Yeah.
All because I'm trying to teach this young man the class material that he elected to be in that class. It was an election. It wasn't like it was required. He wanted to be there, allegedly. So that's the situation. And I don't think I'm the only guy that this happened to.
Did you pass him?
Well, I left that up to another teacher. I decided that I would leave that the grades. I turned over all the grades to another teacher. Let them handle it. Actually, you know, what I would have done, I would have given him the grade he deserved, okay, which would be a failure grade. That's what I would have done. And I would have made the newspaper, and the NAACP would probably have shown up, because I was picking on him.
I did make the newspaper.
Okay.
So my wife and I went to Albertsons, and we parked in the parking lot, and we're about 100 feet out from the door, and we're as we get out of the door, it's a summer day. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, probably about 80 degrees. And there's these two black kids dressed in basketball clothes. You know, they have these shorts that actually go down to your knees. And they're about 7 feet tall, and they have their pants down, so the crack of their butt is vivid. Mm-hmm. And I looked at them, and they're walking, and they have a very furtive look on their face.
Hold that thought. Okay. For the NAACP, if you decide to call us, 866-582-9933. That's our number, 866-582-9933.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, before we continue, I just want to make sure that we are not picking on people who are of color because of color. I'm just talking about a story that reflects problems and that we have in our school systems. And some of the people who had their pants falling down in the hallways that I would hand heavy things to and ask them to carry them were white. They were white. So it's not just black people that we're talking about. However, case of this one particular student was. Let me say one other thing. I had a black girl deliver her own baby in the bathroom of the high school and buried this newborn in the trash. And another student went into the girl's bathroom and heard this rustling around and called the teacher. The teacher called the principal. The principal called the police. They locked down the school, and we were on the 11 o'clock news that night because this gal, this about 15-year-old, had immaculate conception, and she delivered her own baby. Another student, a white student, was having this relationship with a 40-year-old teacher. And they were in my classroom talking one day, and I threw him out. I threw the teacher out. And they were white. So it's not just, I mean, we have all kinds of problems of all different races and origins and ethnicities and forth. But I just wanted to share that. Please continue.
It's the people who say, okay, so I said, as we walked by him, I said, boys, pull your pants up. I'd rather my wife look at my butt than yours. And he said something, F you honky or something like that. And I just, and I looked at him as I'm walking by. I said, you guys don't quite know where you are. We all carry guns up here. So don't start anything. And as we're going into the store, one of them said something, and I had no clue what he said. It was some drawl, something or other. And my wife, being a smart ass, turns around and says, I'm sorry, we only speak English. And then the nefarious F-U-B came out of his mouth. And at that point, I said, I'm going to rip part of his anatomy off right now. And I turned around, and I'm walking towards these two guys. And they're both 7 feet tall. I've got a Detonix 45 in the small of my back. I'm not even going to pull it. I don't need to. So as I'm getting up to them, out of nowhere come six or seven of these old white people and say, oh, don't do this, you this poor misunderstood inner city youths. Don't do anything like that. That's disrespectful and intolerant. And I'm like, are you crazy? So I said, screw it. And I walked into the store and I told the manager, I said, you call the police right now because there's two black guys out there trolling for honkies. This is a game that they play. So, I was in the store for about 15 minutes and then we came out and they weren't there anymore. And I said, well, all right. So we go home. Next day, I'm front page of the Coeur d'Alene Press. Racist incident in North Idaho. Because remember, North Idaho is where all the racists in the world are supposed to live, right? Well, everybody up here, the white supremacists. If you're white, you're a white supremacist if you live up here. So I'm reading the story. Well, those two got scared after I went to the store and they left. They went directly to Red Lobster. And they went in there, and there's a circular bar in Red Lobster restaurant where they were sitting. And when you have your pants down around the crack of your butt and you sit down, it's like you're naked. So the manager asked them to leave. And they got loud and boisterous and bouncers come and they left. Then they went directly from there to Rustler's Roost, which is one of the oldest beef restaurants up here. And they were stopped at the door by a 55-year-old Mormon man who had his wife and seven kids eating dinner there. This guy, I'm 6'2", 250, and I look like a midget compared to this guy. And all he did was say, you boys, go away. So instantly, it was a racist incident in North Idaho. And it turned out these two guys had been imported from Oakland by the North Idaho College for their basketball team. Because, as you know, white men can't jump. So they've got to get they went down there to be diverse and got these two and paid their way up and gave them free college and all of that stuff. They lasted about 6 months. And it was all everybody's fault except theirs. So that's, I just had to tell you that. By the way, we were talking about something yesterday. And I just happened to turn left and look at my bookcase here, and I found this book, Solar Power Your Home for Dummies.
Maybe I should read that.
You want a copy of it?
I should probably read that.
You're telling me you're putting up solar power in your house.
That's right after the broadcast today, Yeah, between 11 o'clock today and 4 o'clock, I'm going to be installing the 8 more solar panels. They weigh about 81 pounds apiece. And it's a real challenge in the wind. Putting these up on the... And what we do is we got a backhoe. We stand in the bucket of the backhoe to get up to the second level of these panels, and then we bolt them in place. But yeah, it takes three of us to do it.
We got to do some because we talked about this also. We had time talking about it today. Forest fires.
Yeah, let's do it.
You called me some weeks ago, and you wanted me to be in the show, and I was coughing and gagging. I said, "There's no way, man. I can't even see the end of my street here. The forest fires are so bad." We had all through California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, straight up British Columbia into Alaska. There were over 1,400 forest fires. Montana lost over 1.4 million acres because of these forest fires. Now, what you're not hearing is what's been causing these things. You'll hear, "Oh, lightning strikes, lightning strikes, lightning strikes." Except we don't have lightning. We haven't had any. The majority of these, via my Department of Homeland Security briefings that I get every day, they think are arson. They think are arson. And now you've heard of the forest fires that are happening down in the Bay Area, around the winery country. In Napa and Sonoma area, arson. And they're not saying it. They did catch one guy. He's a criminal alien. He's been deported like 22 times. And he had started one of the fires. But these fires, you know, they're somebody's setting them. And we're not going to catch them all. So everybody has to be prepared to fight fires or to defend your house if you can. And Vinny and I were talking about up here, some of the guys, like the school right down the street from me. They have a law in Idaho. You have to have sprinklers on the roof of your schools. On the roof. They've got 2-inch iron pipe traversing the roofs of all the schools up here. And then they have these impulse sprinklers up there. So if there's a fire, you just simply turn a valve and now you're watering your whole roof. And there are people that are installing these up here. It was a big thing about 20 years ago. And then a lot of Californians moved up because they stopped doing it because it didn't look good on their house. So, but people are doing it again now. And on the farm, we got, of course, a lot of old farms up here. They actually, a lot of farmers have separate wells that they use to fight fires with. And they have a 2 to 3 inch hose, and they have the standard brass, fully adjustable nozzles on them that fire departments use. You know what I'm talking about? The adjustable handle.
Absolutely. I bought some. Yeah, I bought some years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to most fire departments. You call them and say, "Look, what do you guys do with your old hoses?" Because by federal law, they can't use hoses. I don't remember what it is for too long. And then they get rid of them. You can pick those hoses up. You can buy them. And if you have the power, you can run them. But there's so many things people
and,
don't
you know,
do. The brush, you know, around your house.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this because what we've done here at our house, so we're concerned about fires. And you can call them wildfires. You can call them induced fires. You can call them whatever you want. Arson, terrorism. But they happen. Carelessness, recklessness. Well, around here, what we've done is we've installed some underground hydrants. And what that means is the piping is underground, and they come up to these hydrants that have a handle above ground, and you can attach a garden hose. So we have 100 to 120 foot long garden hoses with 5-inch brass nozzles attached to every one. And the idea, and even inside the house, so that if there's a fire, we can hopefully put it out before it gets large enough to not be able to put it out. So that's what we do. We're very proactive about it. And not only that, we bought a bulldozer and a backhoe. Now, they're used and they're old. However, if there's a big fire, we can take that bulldozer and clear a path, a fire break if we need to. And the same thing with the backhoe. And those are diesel-powered and are less likely to catch on fire than a gasoline-powered one. So we are maintaining fire breaks, and we are proactive with having hoses and nozzles to put them out, even inside the house. Now, one thing you need to think about, class, is that, you know, if you have a garden hose and it's outside and you have a little bit of water, and it only takes maybe an ounce of water in the garden hose, and it will go to the low point. If you've got it coiled up, it can go to the low point if it's on a slope, and that can freeze. And if that freezes, you won't get any water through that hose. So what we do is we take the garden hoses when it's warm out, and we stretch them so they run downhill, and we let all the water run out of them. And then we coil them up very carefully into a loop the size of a hula hoop. And then we put them inside so that they are not going to freeze. So that if we have to, you know, some of them, not all of them, some are outside, but they're all drained from water so that they won't have any frozen ice in them. And the reason is, if we need it, we don't have time to mess around with a hose being clogged up with ice. And you can use that
smart
to put out your fire. So that's what we do.
People don't think about that. The ice freezing inside the hose.
Yeah.
There's stories of homeowners lost their house because they couldn't get water out of their hose.
We're going into a commercial break, and we'll talk a little bit more about fires. And I got to tell you, class, you can prepare. You can be all ready, but a fire coming your way, you may not be able to stop it. So I want to talk a little bit more about the horrors and the frightening that goes on with fires.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you're behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. And if you'd like to go to his website, armchairsurvivalist.com, armchairsurvivalist.com. And by the way, if you're interested in a really great cough syrup, Old Indian Wild Cherry Bark Syrup. And you can get that right on the website, SE1.us, Kurt's website. And it absolutely is fabulous. And how do I know? Because I have it. Kurt sent it to me. And thank you, Kurt, for doing that. So we're talking about fires. You know, it's really terrifying. If a fire's coming your way, you know, if it's a small fire, maybe you can put it out. If not, you may need to leave. And let's talk about that. So you were inhaling smoke and it was pretty terrifying and you had masks and you were prepared and you've got everything all ready to go. But what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about that?
Smoke will kill you. Okay. And people don't know. I trained for a firefighter. I fought fires aboard ship and in the woods. It can kill you. Breathing smoke can kill you. We have masks, and just as an aside there, we have N95 masks. I got about 8,000 of them at the shop, and we were selling the heck out of them. We're shipping them all over the country now. But I bought a close-up from a guy. So you need to have masks. You really, I don't care who you are, where you live, you have to have masks because you don't know when the smoke's going to hit. The largest brush fire in history of the world happened about 10 years ago in the Gobi Desert in China. Guess where the smoke ended up? And the ash ended up in North Idaho. All
yes.
Through the northern area.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah, people were astounded on that. And the ash is so fine that anybody with upper respiratory problems ended up in the hospital. And we had masks, so we didn't have to worry about it. But I'm telling you, I don't care what fire you're in, smoke will kill you. So
yes.
You want to be 3 feet or less from the ground. if you actually, if there's a fire and you can't get out, you drop. You get down. You get under something. You get in a swimming pool. You get in something that will protect you, and you can breathe. The breathing is what kills most people. It's not the fire. And that's the important thing. You have to understand that. You can escape most fires simply running, driving away, going away, but you have to be able to breathe. As soon as your breathing is compromised, you become lightheaded, fuzzy, and you fall to the ground. I've been in fires in houses where I was a first responder, and there were people standing and wandering around in the house, and I kicked their feet out from under them. They fell to the ground, and I drug them out. But people don't understand it. Their first thought is get out, but they can't see. You can't hear. You can't tell what's going on because your senses are being numbed. So you have to have masks. You have to have some way to protect yourself. Simple N95 particulate masks would do just fine. Mm-hmm. But and a fire is going to happen in anything. It can happen anywhere. You get a forest fire, heat, okay? Fireproof safe. And I was a gunsmith for 25 years. Fireproof safe. I had a guy come to me with 25 guns, all stainless steel, and everything had melted on them. I said, I thought that was that they were in a fireproof safe. And he said, yeah, but it gets hot. It doesn't burn. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So the heat will affect things. And the heat alone will put off toxins inside your house. People say, yeah, I have a concrete house. I have tile roofs. My house isn't going to burn. But the house gets hot if there's a fire outside. And things inside will spontaneously combust and start. So you really have to do some concentrated thinking. This keep your house, the area around it, clear of brush. Keep it clear of trees that could catch fire and fall on your house. Keep the area clean. I mean, it's just common sense. We can talk more about that later.
Yeah, Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, end of the broadcast. Thanks so much for spending 2 hours of your time with us. And arson is really, really a bad thing. And you know, if you can stop a small fire from getting to be a big one, that's a great way to go. And the masks, we have them here. That's what we have here on the farm. We have respirators. Why? I'll tell you what, class. Take a flashlight tonight when it's dark and aim it anywhere outside, and you won't believe how much dust is in the air.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can.
So okay, I'm out of here. Hey, thanks so much. I'll be back at 4 o'clock with Dr. Bill Deagle in his studio.
Energy system that
thanks. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking.
Hey, by the way, I can hear some chatter in the background going out over the air. I just want to let you know.
You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of Iron Energy.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. See you. Bye.
Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.